I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. So after working with hundreds of web designers on marketing and lead generation, I wanted to jump in today and talk about how basically all lead generation falls into one of two categories. So there's basically two ways to generate leads, and I'm talking about specifically for web design and digital marketing. One of the roads is the common road. And I couldn't help but thinking about the Robert Frost poem about the road not taken, about how, you know, two roads diverge in the woods. And then, of course, the conclusion is taking the one that is uncommonly taken, right? The one not trodden or whatever, makes all the difference. And it's really, really true in the context of web design and trying to find leads for your business as well. So let's go just a quick summary or quick overview of both approaches. The common approach is to kind of just do the mainstream thing that most people do, which is you say, you know, I'm a web designer. I do web design and graphic design and social media management and pay-per-click campaigns and SEO and, you know, like all of the different things, right? So that's the common approach. And almost everyone starts out taking that approach. And then maybe after you've been around a little while, or maybe you're kind of scaling up an agency or something like that, then sometimes the words change, but the approach is still the same. And the words might change to something like, let's solve some big problems, right? Like, let's grow your business. Let's scale your business. Let's make your website work for you. You know, things like that, where it's sort of more along the consultant language as opposed to just raw web design skills. But it's really the same kind of common approach of just saying the same stuff that everybody else says. And the end result of that is you're just walking down this heavily packed road that everyone's going down, and it's really frustrating to try to find leads like that for a lot of reasons. Like, you get a lot of unqualified leads. You know, like if you're trying to get your pricing up, like anywhere near like, you know, five figures, like we talk about here in DoubleStack with this five-figure family award, like if you're trying to get your pricing up into like the, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, you're not going to be able to attract leads that are expecting those prices by saying that you're selling websites and finding people who are looking for websites, because people don't think websites cost that much. So that's one of the big problems with regard to this approach, is you just get these unqualified leads, you get low budget expectations. Most clients are looking for a short-term fix. You know, they're like, hey, you know, I just need a quick website. Can you do that? And then, of course, if you charge too much, you end up losing the client. So you don't tend to attract leads who are looking for these long-term kind of recurring revenue, like monthly marketing plan style clients. You tend to get an inconsistent lead flow because you're competing against Wix and Squarespace and all of these huge, huge platforms that are really competing for the same exact client that you are, right? The small business that's trying to create a new website for themselves. You know, if you're out there saying, I create websites, they create websites where their marketing budget eclipses yours. And so it's really hard to get leads that way. And ultimately, you end up just getting lost in the noise. You know, it's just too much noise, and a lot of people say, well, in order to attract clients to me, what I'm going to do is lower my price, right? So like, if I can do all the stuff that they're doing, but I can do it cheaper, then I'm better value. And so now here we are in this situation where everything's too cheap. Like you can't really make a living selling $1,000 websites or 50, even if you got up to $2,000 or $2,500. It's like, you know, most of the people that I work with, they'd like to be making six figures. You know, they want to get up, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month. And so if that's kind of where your goals are, it's really, really difficult to do that selling like $2,000 websites, because you're looking at trying to land, you know, four or five clients every single month. And that's a lot of lead generation you have to do. And it assumes that you generate all those leads for free. And then it also assumes that you're generating the leads while you're building the sites. And you're trying to crank out at least a site a week. And you're rushing, and you don't have the time to really drive the results. So what we really want to do is think, well, what's the other approach? Like, how can we take the road not taken? Like, how can we go, instead of trying to like rise above the noise and just shout louder than everybody else, what if we just go to a quiet room? Like, you know, what if you go somewhere else? Like, what if you do it different? And so let's talk about what that looks like, because the other approach is to just not do it the same way as everybody else does. And everybody else seems to be really doubling down on offering these kind of technical services, web design services, pay-per-click services, all that kind of stuff. And we kind of do it for less. But my encouragement is don't double. There's really three ways to measure value, and price is only one of them. And I would propose that price is probably the least important of all of the other three ways to measure value, because you can measure value with price, of course, right? But you can also measure value based on speed and results. And not just speed of how long does it take to turn around a website, but like the speed of the results. You know what I mean? It's like the results are supposed to be measurable business outcomes, like getting more clients, booking more calls, selling more products, increasing the average cart value of an e-commerce site. You know, those are measurable results. And if you can deliver results like that, that's fantastic. And if you can do it faster than everyone else, that's doubly fantastic, right? So rather than doubling down on we're the best value because of the price, why don't you double down on speed or results? Or even better, the speed of the results. And that's going to make all the difference, because once you do it that way, then you begin to attract a different type of client. You're attracting a kind of client who wants the results, and they want fast results too. You're not really attracting the kind of client who just is looking for a website. And the reason that I want to pull that out is because it's a very fundamental difference in the way that you market your business if you're trying to find people who are looking for websites versus looking for people who want results. For example, if you're looking for people who want websites, you market web design, because that's how you make that connection. They want websites, you're offering web design, and then it comes together. If you're trying to find people who are really looking for results, you tend not to really market the web design. You tend to market the outcomes, right? And so you would say something along the lines of what the outcome actually is, and the outcome's not the website. The outcome is the business result. So it could be something like how to get 10 times more test drives at your auto dealership, how to get a dozen real estate listings every month, or how to scale your cleaning service without having to hire more employees, right? Because maybe you think about maybe you're going to achieve that result through automation instead of hiring more people, and that's going to be cost savings and a better workflow for them, right? So you're talking about these outcomes. And the reason that it's different to talk about outcomes compared to websites is because the outcome is way upstream of the website. So for what I mean by upstream is how far along the line of thinking about the business problems has the client gone before they reach out to you. And if you're way upstream and the client is still stuck thinking about what the problem is, like, man, we've got this cleaning service, but you know, we're working all the time, we're stretched too thin, we don't really have a good system in place for following up with invoices and repeat clients, and you know, the attrition rate is higher than the new client sign up rate, and like all of these different problems, they're thinking, well, how do I fix those issues? And if you wait long enough, then they'll eventually get downstream where they're thinking, okay, well, one of the things that I need to do to fix this issue is to build a website. And so then they think, well, how can I get a cheap website, right? How can I get a cost-effective website? And they're looking as that as one piece. And if you kind of fill in that one small piece, you've missed the opportunity to fill in the larger void that they have in their business, which is really the results-driven aspect of all of this. So if you can go upstream while they're still stuck in the problem before the client has formulated their own solution, where you might be a small part of the solution, why not go all the way upstream where you can be the whole solution? And that means you can bundle together all the stuff that you do the best, which could include the web design stuff, the graphic design, the branding, the copywriting, the funnels, the landing pages, the email marketing, the SEO. You know, it's bundled all of that stuff together. But if you do that, you're going to be vastly more expensive than somebody just selling the small piece, just selling the small website. So then you think, okay, that means you can't really double down on price. You're going to have to double down on speed and results, and especially the speed of the results. And when you do that, you end up having what we refer to as like a solution-first marketing concept. And so I'm going to put a link in the notes here for all of this so you can link back to the solution-first series. We did a whole three-part series on what solution-first marketing even is. So check that out for some more details on how that works. But the end of the day, when you make this shift, you end up with like I guess, three kind of fundamental changes to your business. The first is your positioning. You're way further upstream. You're helping people with the problems that they're looking to solve in terms of the results that they want, rather than just being one little piece of the puzzle with like a low budget website. So you kind of reposition yourself in terms of the flow of clients. That changes. You end up having a solution before you reach out to clients. So this is the solution first marketing idea, where once you have the solution, then you can begin to wrap your marketing around the outcome of the solution rather than the individual services that you plan on delivering. And then that leads you to the third, which is build your marketing around the results of the solution rather than trying to just rise above the noise and just kind of shout web design louder than everybody else. So you kind of change your position, you have a solution, that of course focuses on the results. That's really the new way to go about getting high ticket clients. And when you do it that way, your average client value is probably going to be north of $10,000, but spread over the year, right? Because they're hiring you to not only build the website, but also then host and maintain the site. And you're going to be including at least a basic marketing plan along with that. So what you end up having is you end up having that initial build, which usually is at least $3,000 to $5,000, because it's, you know, like, let's say you normally build websites for $2,500. Well, now you're doing more than just building the website. Now you're hooking up some marketing tools and thinking about some strategy, really. You basically have this three-layered cake now instead of just one layer. Like, maybe you currently are in a position where you have this one layer of, I do mostly design work and web design and graphic design, branding, that sort of a thing. But that's just the base layer, because now the second layer, when you kind of shift more towards speed and results, and especially the speed of the results, you have two other layers. So you still have the design layer, which you're charging probably $3,000 to $5,000 for, but then you also have the marketing tools that you plan to use. And you don't want to be stuck only offering the normal stuff. Like the normal stuff is, okay, well, maybe I'll offer SEO, maybe I'll do maintenance, you know, like plugin updates and hosting and stuff, and maybe social media. And then some kind of combination of that stuff tends to be what your packages are. And of course, everybody in the whole wide world does that same stuff. And now you have the same problem that we talked about before with web design. It's just now in the context of SEO and social media management and stuff like that. So what you really want to do is think through, well, what are some other things that you can offer that's more creative and would get results faster than just shouting into the void of social media, hoping somebody clicks you, or, you know, waiting for 6 months for SEO to work. So if you can, now we're talking about speed and results, right? So if you can do some other things, that really is going to set you apart. And now you've got this whole solution first marketing concept, and that's really where the value is going to come from. So I say all that to also say one more thing. I totally recognize it's hard. You know, it's not easy to do it on your own and by yourself and just kind of in this bubble of like, yeah, well, I don't know how to put it all together. It's not impossible. You can do it on your own. It just takes a long time to kind of get the clarity that you need. So what I'm doing to help with that is, if you want to talk about this and try to get some clarity on your own business and maybe some other ideas for services you could offer, and maybe we talk about some past clients you've been working with and, you know, how you can get them on board with some kind of a monthly plan. Because just listen to this, the monthly plan idea is such a critical thing. Even, you know, forget about the consistency of your cash flow and all of that other stuff just for a second, although that's still important, but just look at the sheer increase in revenue that you get. So like, let's suppose you normally sell a $5,000 website. Okay, well, that's $5,000 a site. That's probably higher than a lot of people. That's kind of on the upper end of like just selling websites. But then let's say you add on a monthly marketing plan that's only going to be like 10 hours a month of your time. You know, something like that. And maybe you charge 50, or let's say you charge $85 an hour, and now you're charging like $850 a month for this marketing plan. And it's really three things. It's hosting, maintenance, and marketing, all kind of bundled into one. But the heart of it is really the lead generation, marketing, business development, strategy, consulting. You know, that part of the plan is really where the value is. And then maybe like $100 a month if it's hosting and maintenance and plugin updates and all that stuff. But even that, something as basic and simple as, hey, I'd like to be able to work with my client for 2 or 3 hours a week, right? So like, we're not talking about a full-time job. You know, you're talking about 2 to 3 hours, 2.5 hours a week, right? So that's not a lot of time, but it is enough time to do some stuff. You could send out a weekly email. You could try a couple of different lead magnets and kind of monitor which works the best. You could try some different landing pages. You could even maybe do a weekly podcast. You could help with that for a couple hours a week. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do, but you need to have at least that. Because if you don't even have 2 or 3 hours, then you get into this situation where you don't have enough time to do anything. And then you can't get the results. So even just a basic thing, so like Monday morning, right? So like a couple hours Monday morning, you work with the client, and you're now making $850 a month off of that. And that's over $10,000 a year, right? So like if you look at $850 per month times 12 months, you're looking at like $10,200. So now you've taken this $5,000 project, turned it into a $15,000 client because you have them on a monthly plan. So now you've tripled the value of your work. So that's awesome, right? So like ultimately that's where you want to be because of the value that you get to deliver to the client. And then of course it's triple the value for you as well. And then you get the consistency of the cash flow. You can really underscore the fact that you're there to really support and serve and drive results for your clients, not just to spin up websites. And then you'll get to a point where you don't even need new clients, right? You'll get to maybe if say you have a goal of hitting 6 figures and you want to just kind of run your own business right out of your house, making 6 figures doing web design and marketing. Gosh, what if you got, you know, somewhere between 5 to 10 clients in your portfolio? Everybody's paying you, you know, 15 grand a year or something like that. You're making 6 figures off like fewer than 10 clients. Usually the magic number is around like 6, 7, 8 clients, something like that. Because what will generally happen is you might start them out at $850 a month and then they'll say, yeah, you know, this is working really great. Can we bump this up to like 10 hours a week instead of 10 hours a month? And then you say, yeah. And then the next thing you know, you're charging them like $3,500 a month and you're doing all kinds of cool stuff. And then you don't need that many clients at all. Then you need like 4 or 5 clients, right? But anyway, what if you had a portfolio of, you know, 5 to 10 clients? You're making 6 figures. That's awesome. Then you might not even need any new clients. So then you don't have to do any marketing. You have consistent income. That's really where you want to be because you can't get there just selling one-off websites competing on price. So if you want to talk about it and like, how do you get your clients into this place? Let's hop on the phone. So I've made myself available. I don't have a ton of spots available, but there are some. If you head over to doublestack.net/call, you'll be able to hop on my calendar and we can talk about this stuff. I'm so committed to it that I'm doing all of this for free. And we can totally talk about all this stuff for free. At the end of the call, we can talk about, you know, if you want to join DoubleStack, I'll tell you what all that's about and how I can help you kind of implement the stuff we talk about. If you don't want to join DoubleStack, that's fine too. The heart behind all of this is you just have to stop the whole price race to the bottom. Like it's like, the amount of value that you can contribute to your client is so high compared to where the market is really positioned in terms of kind of making that client web designer relationship happen. And we're in this stalemate where there's a lot of web designers that can do awesome work. And I talk to multiple web designers in this category every day, like all day long, where people can just do amazing stuff. And there's businesses out there that are dying, that need your help, that are desperate for results. But the problem is the noise. The problem is the noise. Everybody is all over the place shouting the same stuff. And then clients don't know how to differentiate between all of that stuff. So they oftentimes will say, well, man, I'm feeling like I'm kind of pinched here. I'm just going to go with the cheapest stuff. And that's why we've gotten into the situation where, you know, nobody's getting results. But business owners want results. So my kind of passion behind all of this is to really break the stalemate and to reunite web designers with clients who want results. And when you do that, clients are happy because they're getting awesome outcomes. You're happy because you're getting paid dramatically more than you otherwise would be because you're creating these awesome outcomes. And I feel really happy because I contributed in some way to the process. So if that's something that you want to be part of, head on over to doublestack.net/call. And you'll see my personal calendar pop up. Find a time that works for you. I'll call you at the time that you select, and then we'll start diving into this stuff together. And I think you're going to find it really eye-opening. Like, even if you don't want to be a double stacker, that's fine. You'll probably find this 45-minute call to be one of the best times you've ever spent working on your business, especially if you're in the situation where you're kind of on your own and like, you don't really have a lot of people to bounce ideas around with. Like, I find that a lot of people I talk to are kind of, you know, there's tons of people that love you in your life and stuff like that. They just don't have the wisdom with regard to web design to know how to instruct you. And then, of course, the people that do have the wisdom, they're not offering free calls, right? So I wanted to get out there and just just contribute so we can talk about this stuff. And then if you want my help kind of implementing it and kind of getting you on the fast track to make this happen, we can talk about that. If not, that's totally fine too. But either way, you don't want to just burn out and just constantly feel scared and just lacking the confidence in the pricing really seems to be what is a very common trend. It's like, you know, as soon as somebody gets to the price aspect of the conversation, you know, like everything else has been fine. It's been great. You've been providing all this leadership and great ideas. And then when it comes to, okay, well, what is it going to cost? What's the budget here? And then you begin to kind of feel that feeling, you know, that you get where you're like, let's not do that anymore, right? Let's be confident in what you can deliver and the price that you offer. And it's going to be a win-win for everybody. You know, the clients are going to get awesome results. You're going to have the business that you want. You got the lifestyle coming, and it's just totally the way to go. I strongly recommend taking the road less traveled by and really doubling down on either speed or results or the speed of the results rather than trying to underscore your value on price. So awesome. So head on over to doublestack.net/call, and I look forward to talking to you.